Facebook.com.
Let's get back at the action. Our discussion topic today is, what do crickets eat? We'll be spending a good deal of time on that today. The Doug Steffen Good Day program. What do crickets eat? If they could swim, they'd be eating bin Laden. I guess maybe that's as as we can do.
It's a conspiracy.
How are your aspirations today? It's Wednesday, the 4th of May. You can hear the voice of Jennifer Horn. Happy to have her back with us for her take, because we haven't heard her take on the bin Laden photo, actually the whole bin Laden thing. I want her to share with us thoughts. She's in Hawaii today for the broadcast. I guess you're there for the rest of the week too, right?
I am. I'm here through Sunday.
All right. So did you arrive in Hawaii before the announcement was made? Were you there Sunday night before the announcement?
No. I was away this weekend at Country Music Festival.
Okay. Yeah. Right.
And news broke, weirdest thing ever, and I'm sure you talked about this. The social media aspect was insane for this. I mean, the word of what happened spread so fast through that crowd.
Yeah, very quick.
And it was 385,000 people that were there, and everybody started chanting, and I mean, it was fast news.
Yeah. All right. So then that's when you heard. So now you've traveled to Hawaii to do some work this week. Is there any difference in the attitude from where you were over the weekend, or at least Sunday night when the announcement was made, to your flying to Hawaii on Monday? The sense in the last 24 hours or so there, is it any different at all? Why would it be, I suppose, is the question, but yet it's worth asking.
Yeah, not a lot of people that I found are talking about it. Even the newscasts aren't really talking about it so much. The local news.
In Hawaii.
They're more concerned with the weather. They're having some weird weather going on. And
really?
I was kind of nervous about flying the day after, thinking that security would be insane. And I have to tell you, it was easier to get through the airport through security.
Well, bin Laden's dead. No more problem. Dismantle the TSA. Take down the X-ray machines. Sell them to the Japanese. Do whatever you want. Get rid of them.
We were carrying broadcast equipment with us, and normally they look at you like you're a maniac because there's cords and wires and electrical devices. They didn't even stop it and look through it. They just let it go through the X-ray.
There you go. Maybe I need to travel more this after the aftermath of this. So in your own mind, though, Jennifer, as we've gotten Richie's take on it and Roberta's take and other people who were part of the program, your thoughts when you first heard that bin Laden was dead, what did you think, and what have you been thinking since?
The first thing, my mom actually text messaged me the news at this festival that I was at, and the first thing I thought was, wow, who did it, and a little bit of relief. But I have to tell you, I was so embarrassed to be an American, whatever that means, because I couldn't believe that people at the Philadelphia Phillies game were chanting, and it was almost like this guy
was no good curve.
He was no good, and believe me, I was not a fan of his. I think the world is a better place without him, but I think that we become no better than the radical people that do this to us when we start chanting and jumping on people's graves. I mean, a life is a life, and it's almost like in Roman times, it's almost like we transformed back wanting to see someone to being eaten by a lion. It's just very weird to me.
That's the first time we've heard that sort of expression here on the Good Day program, and I wonder how folks react to it. 800-510-8255. I will not let you make Jennifer Horn a pinata, but by the same token, she has a point of view that's been expressed by lots of people who are not necessarily from her political persuasion.
No.
And as this is not a political program, some of you may or may not know what Jennifer's political persuasion is. But
I tend to be conservative, so it's surprising to me
right,
a little bit.
But you have a conscience. Maybe that just is something. I abhor violence, abhor war, abhor killing, all of that stuff that most men, and I shouldn't say this in a way, what I'm trying to say in maybe a clumsy way is that we have way too much violence in our society, brought about by a lot of the technology. The kids are trained early on these damn video games to be killing and maiming whatever monster may be there. And that sort of transcends into our attitude as we grow up, I think. I don't think you can help. And then there are men and women who are trained to kill, mm-hmm. and that's what they're supposed to do. And some
believe
of them
me,
do
I'm
it.
I'm supportive of the mission. I don't feel bad that
no,
the guy is gone.
No, you don't have to apologize. Now you're apologizing. Don't apologize
no,
for your point.
No, but what I don't like is I don't like our reaction where we're like dancing and singing and chanting at sporting events. I mean, it's just it's weird.
Ugh. Well, we have this weird fixation about the sort of Bin Laden was someone who represented something that was horrific in the history of our country.
Absolutely.
Where did the Bin Ladens come from? Where do people like he was born? It's like Abraham Lincoln, you know, born in a log cabin and read by the fireplace. That stuff. Bin Laden came not from humble beginnings. He comes from a well-to-do family.
Mm-hmm.
He was well-educated. He went off the reservations, got out of the family business, but had enough money from the family business to create what he created. And, you know, the family, for the most part, those who are extraneous to him were pretty embarrassed by him, and rightfully so. So he continues to mastermind through whatever vehicles he can, his hatred and his, but he was no different than any other two-bit warlord who was a power monger, and not different than Hitler and not different than Mussolini and not different from any of the other. You go back through history, there are people like this that exist.
Mm-hmm.
And so the best way.
And he got lucky. He was a lucky one because he could have been taken out.
He
should have been taken out a long time ago.
Right. And so there are a couple of things that come to mind. One of them is using this team to get rid of Gaddafi. You're going to get serious about getting rid of Gaddafi instead of all these bombs. And
mm-hmm.
See, this is where people, when you think it through, you sort of become a little bit cynical. Listen to this for a second.
Okay.
Here's
okay.
my thinking. We have this ace team that goes in and bumps off Bin Laden. It wasn't perfect. They ran into a few hitches, but they trained well for it, and they're not robots, so they thought their way through it, and they figured out how
Cleaned
to get
enough.
The job done, and they did what they needed to do, period, end of story. So if Gaddafi is such a bad guy, why don't we send the same bunch in instead of dropping mm-hmm. millions and billions of dollars worth of ordnance all over the place, killing, I mean, the son that got killed was kind of innocent this weekend. Where he didn't really had done
what
anything wrong.
What about the woman they used as a shield?
Yeah, well, Bin Laden used a woman, one of his wives, as a shield, too. Anyway, so, and this same team could have gotten Saddam Hussein. I said that in 2004. But that isn't what the powers that be wanted. They wanted to get the military-industrial complex charged up. And we were suckers to believe what that fool told us back then. You know it, and I know it.
I might You've be got hanging out people. With you too long, because I thought the same thing.
These people have been trained, and they get used by these political hacks, and we glorify these hacks. Instead of whether glorifying the military is the right thing to do, but acknowledging that they do what they are told to do. They don't go out on their own and say, okay, let's go take a shot at whomever today. They have a chain of command and leadership.
Nothing
and the leadership
happens
so,
until the puppet masters
right,
want it to.
Exactly.
And it's absolutely the same thing that I felt. Obviously, it was time for him. They couldn't get anything out of this. And so now they found him and they killed him. And then it's on to the next
one. Well, there's all the questions now about Pakistan is another discussion that seems to me is crying out for a thorough examination. We give the Pakistanis $1.3 billion a year. That should have stopped on Monday morning.
Yeah.
This guy.
Because you can't tell me they didn't know he was there.
Of course they knew he was there. Come on. Meanwhile, the president goes to ground zero tomorrow, and it's really hard, and I've heard this reflection from lots of callers over the last couple of days, Jennifer. It's hard to know whether or not it is a good thing that he's dead. It's a good thing we got him,
mm-hmm.
but what about all the rest of the entanglements that
right.
we have?
And who's next that's going to take over?
Well, Gaddafi would be, I don't know. I'm tired of seeing our planes and the other planes bombing there because all it's doing is making the militarists or the people that make all this stuff rich. Don's in Bloomsburg, Pennsylvania. Don, you want to have a word with Jennifer?
Sure. I cannot believe that I heard you're embarrassed to be an American because people chanted USA at a baseball game when they found out we captured our a guy.
Why don't you believe that? She's got a brain and she wants to express herself. Why can you not believe it?
Why don't they believe it? Because there's nobody, you don't know that they're chanting because he's dead. You know they're chanting because they caught him. And that's a guy on a number one list. And embarrassed to be an American because they showed emotion about their country? Yeah, I'm pretty amazed.
Well, because I'm very patriotic, Don. So what I think that it got
USA.
For me.
They chanted USA.
They chanted USA and they were dancing around. And I think that that's not appropriate because I think it makes us look like those people that hurt our country.
I think you're wrong. It is appropriate at the exact moment to chant USA. And they don't know that they're chanting it because he's killed. They're chanting it because they just found out he was God, whether he's killed or not. And it's a number one guy.
I kind of disagree because I think he was, I mean, before news broke, he was dead. So everybody said he was dead.
That's a joke.
Well, that's your opinion, Don, and you're welcome to it. And that's why we're happy you called to express yourself. 800-510-8255. Jennifer has a point of view shared by a lot of people.
And I'm not backpedaling. It's just how I feel.
I don't think you are. You're about not to be. Why would you backpedal? Don't backpedal. Stick to your guns, baby. 800, they're such beautiful ones as it is. 800-510-8255. It's 17 after the hour. Time to be pain-free. Go to drkenshow.com now for your free sample of Salon Pass to get pain-free. Go to the site, get your sample, put it on the part of your body that aches, no prescription needed, use as directed, pain-free. You'll get the patch. The pain will go away. Get the free sample at Salon Pass. Go to drkenshow.com. Look for the Salon Pass logo.
Live from Progressive.
Flo here. Today I'm talking about Progressive Snapshot Discount. It's our biggest discount yet. It's the Grand Canyon of discounts. It's the white whale of keeping cash in your pocket. It's so big astronauts will say, I can see the Snapshot Discount from way up here. Well, you get the point.
The Snapshot Discount. It's new, it's a big deal, and it's finally here. Learn more at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and its affiliates, Mayfield Village, Ohio. Prices vary based on how you buy. Snapshot is not available in all states.
Amdro Ant Block presents The Household Ant Requiem. If ants invading your home have you shrieking an unpleasant tune, sprinkle Amdro Ant Block around the perimeter of your home to block ants from entering. Ant Block creates a fortress that kills problem ants on the outside so they can't come inside. And that's music to a homeowner's ears. Look for Ant Block and the entire line of Amdro Kills Ants products at Amdro.com.
Where are you going?
To kill the weeds.
Whoa, don't kill the grass too, like you did last time.
Hey, wise men make mistakes. They just don't make them twice.
What's different this time?
This time, I've got Ortho Weed Begone Max. It kills weeds down to the root. But unlike other products, it doesn't kill the grass.
Ooh, so impressive.
Well, I've done it the wrong way, so I figured I might as well try it the right way.
I'm all for that.
Kill the weeds, not the grass. Get Ortho Weed Begone Max and defend what's yours.
Who says you can't wear pinks, violets, blues, or greens? No one at Clinique. See for yourself at Clinique's Color Open House Workshop at Macy's. Just imagine a color you've never pulled off, suddenly looking fabulous. Let the experts show you flattering shades for your skin tone. There are goodies, too. A skin polishing scrub and illuminating face color in your choice of shade are free with your consultation. Visit Clinique's Color Open House Workshop only at Macy's. One set to a client, please, while supplies last.
Doug Steffens' Good Day program. Jennifer Horn expressing herself about how she felt after the celebrations. And maybe I ought to take the featured slideshow at DougSteffens.com, Jennifer, are all of these celebrations from Sunday night. There's also a video, the story of teacher Gary Waddell. And that's our 2020 news quiz question. He did something to demonstrate his support for us killing bin Laden. What was it? 800-510-8255 on Good Day at 21 after the hour.
Concerned about nuclear contamination? You're not alone. If you understand the risk of today's food being contaminated from nuclear fallout, you would not only trust wild food for survival, you'd count on it. Wild Food is the most prolific, fastest-growing food available. It's fresh because it doesn't sit in the field for 8 to 10 weeks being fertilized or sprayed with pesticides, accumulating radiation. And Wild Food is not genetically altered. Ounce for ounce, Wild Food has more nutrition and less harmful elements than any animal or commercial agriculturally grown food. It can detoxify the body. And the best part? Wild Food is free for the taking. Let author Linda Runyon show you how to identify, harvest, prepare, eat, and store wild food. Go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. That's 888-513-2837. Or visit ofthefield.com for your survival.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to herbalhealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available at all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at herbalhealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
Obama announced that Osama bin Laden has been killed by a group of highly trained Navy SEALs. Even Sarah Palin was amazed. She said, look, I seen that SeaWorld playing a trumpet and balancing a ball, but I had no idea they had this kind of skill. Amazing. And John McCain, oh, McCain hasn't been this excited since they killed John Wilkes Booth. I mean, he is just...
Terrific news. The world's most wanted man, Osama bin Laden, is dead. Let's talk about it. Which means now the official number one threat to America is the KFC double down. As I said, everyone thought he would be in a cave. Well, at the time of his death, Osama bin Laden was living in a $1 million home with his youngest wife. Yeah. In other words, if we hadn't killed him, his oldest wife would have. Bin Laden was hiding in a compound with several people, including his personal assistant. Did you know that? Yeah. Apparently, bin Laden's last words were, cancel my 2 o'clock. President Bill Clinton, with his thoughts, he called the decision to kill bin Laden by Obama a profoundly important moment. Meanwhile, Sarah Palin called it another example of Muslim-on-Muslim crime. Today, President Obama appeared on Oprah, but the show was taped last week. Yeah. In fact, during the taping, you can see Oprah give Obama the order to get rid of bin Laden. Was the news of Osama bin Laden's death interrupted last night's Celebrity Apprentice? Yeah. Okay, which begs the question, how do we kill bin Laden again next Sunday?
That was pretty funny stuff.
Yeah, that was pretty funny stuff. Bin Laden, the focus of the late night jokesters, Jay Leno and Conan O'Brien. 25 after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Rich McFadden at the controls in our studio in Washington. Jennifer is in Hawaii. We're talking about the obvious from a couple of different perspectives. main concern today seems to be whether or not it's appropriate to release the photos of him dead. And our poll today at DougSteffen.com, should the government release these photos? A, yes, we need to know for sure that he's dead. B, maybe, though some still won't believe it. C, no, it just glorifies him and helps to make him a martyr. Yesterday's poll, the question, now that bin Laden is dead, do you feel safer? 47% of you who responded at DougSteffen.com said, no, you didn't. 31% of you said, yeah, a little bit. And 22% of you said, yes, you did. So what's the right spin on all of this? The suggestion was made that we go after Gaddafi the same way we went after bin Laden. Richie has some research that suggests that's not the appropriate thing to do, because is it the UN or there's some international law that says you can't
No research. It's just it's been stated several times over the last few months by experts that you can't assassinate a foreign head of state, uh-huh. You know, unless you've declared war,
right.
Which we have not.
Right.
So it's a NATO thing, you know. But if you, accidentally drop a bomb on a, or not accidentally, but if you drop a bomb on a strategic place in an international, you know, NATO mission, and you, kill the guy, everything's okay then. So you can't send in a sniper and take him out unless you declare war.
Right.
Because then otherwise you have...
I declare war against Gaddafi. Can I declare war, or is that to be somebody else?
Yeah, Congress has to
do it. Congress has to do it. Mm-hmm. Got it.
You remember them.
Sticky details. 805.
We got around that in the Iraq thing.
Right, we sure did. Carrie is in Texas. Hi, Carrie.
Hey, how you doing?
All right, you wanted to reflect on what Jennifer said a few minutes ago?
Yes, I mean, her particular opinion is right on line with what I feel. But I guess I took exception to say again.
She said thank you.
Oh, you're welcome. It just seemed to me, I guess I took exception when the guy called in and he seemed to kind of bash her a little bit for her opinion.
Right.
And
which is pretty anti-American. You can express yourself, but if you don't want people to express their opinions. Hello, we're not. That's what all these people are fighting for, our ability to disagree without being disagreeable. So with that, Carrie, thank you. We've got to move on. We'll get to the answer to the question about what Gary Waddell is known for as we move along. 28 after on Good Day.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes. Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry.
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes does Netflix let you watch instantly for only $8 a month?
As many as you want.
Correct. Watch unlimited episodes of your favorite TV shows and movies instantly through your game, console, or other devices. All for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
Get more free during the PetSmart Big Brands Bonus Sale. You'll find great bonus deals on hundreds of items when you use your Pet Perks card. Save $4 on all Iams cat food in 16 to 20-pound bags and get 2 3-ounce cans of Iams cat food free with in-store coupon. No matter what life stage or specific need, there's an Iams food with the right nutrition for your cat. Hurry in for this great Iams deal and more, only at PetSmart. Happiness in store. While supplies last, sale ends May 22nd.
If you've never experienced gelling with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles,
you've never walked all the way to work on top of cushy throw pillows,
or worked a jackhammer while standing in a field of beautiful daisies.
That's because gelling does more than change the way you feel. It changes your state of mind.
So I can teach my class
while enjoying the soft white sand under my feet.
Experience all-day outrageous comfort for yourself with Dr. Scholl's massaging gel insoles. Are you gelling?
I'm glad I have feet.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HDTV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Spring and a new growing season are here. Plan a healthy garden easy and fast with Organicaseed.com. Easy because Organicaseed.com offers one of the largest online selections of organic, heirloom, non-hybrid, and untreated seeds, as well as tobacco and cotton seeds at low prices. Go to Organicaseed.com, spelled O-R-G-A-N-I-C-A-Seed.com. Organicaseed.com. Remember, Organicaseed is healthy seed.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Change after the hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Our focus on the situation at hand. There's not much. I mean, the situation is Bin Laden dead, and there aren't too many people who are saying "Long live Bin Laden." The last time I checked, there weren't too many people who were doing that. So, at any rate, we have a situation here that is worth discussing, and it's sort of backdropped by. A guy named Gary Waddell, who's done something that was connected to September 11th, kind of an interesting story. Before we get to that, though, Richie, can I talk to let me talk to Chuck, who's in El Paso listening to KTSM, where lots of people follow what's going on in the world by listening to us in the early part of the day. That's cool. Chuck, hi.
Well, I just know it's a whole lot easier to get through to these talk shows when you're up ahead of the roosters. Not as much competition.
Cook-a-doodle-doo!
I've got a couple of thoughts on this thing. First off, I can't believe the Pakistani government actually expects us to believe that they didn't know he was there. I mean, he goes in what, 2005, 2006, whenever it was, and builds a compound that's eight times larger than anybody else's within easy rifle range of the front gate of their military academy, and nobody gets curious about it? Nobody goes and checks it out? I mean, I think they knew who it was. I think they knew he was there the whole time, and they got their hind end in a bind where they can't do anything much. I mean, you know Pakistani's got his own radical Islam problem. And plus, you know, they got nukes. So I would hate to see some radical Islamic guy come up and overthrow the Pakistani government and gain control of those nuclear weapons.
Yeah. Well, what should we do about the $1.3 billion in aid we provide to Pakistan?
I don't know. Give it to Mexico?
I like how you think.
How about we use it to take care of people in this country who need some help? How's that for a deal?
Well, that's the same thing, isn't it?
I have a good sense of humor, Chuck. Thank you.
Yeah, well, I just got through spending 15 years working for the Immigration Service, so I kind of got an attitude about it.
But the attitude of they come over and we throw them back, it's kind of like...
Well, no, the attitude is that our government's not really doing anything about the problem.
No, we know that. And so you got discouraged and decided to do something else. Is that it?
No, I got old and broke down and crippled up from diabetes and had to retire.
And he retired.
I'd still be down there fighting the fight if I could, but I can't. So no.
But you were all alone and fighting the fight, or weren't many people with you? Is that it?
No, sir. Well, I started work with the Immigration Service in '96. In Laredo, and I come from 15 years as a reporter, and then I was a cop and all that good stuff before I went to immigration. And I had a very, very strict enforcement-minded attitude. And I one of the first things they told me when I went to work was that I would never, ever get in trouble for letting somebody go. But I could get in trouble real fast for holding somebody up. Their main interest was keeping that line moving and keeping the money coming out of Mexico. And, of course, that was before, September 11th.
Yeah.
But it didn't change. It changed for a little while, for about 6 months to a year, and then it went right back to the way it was. You know, let's keep the money flow coming. That's all that matters.
Pretty amazing, isn't it, huh?
I fought it and fought it and fought it. I got the worst chewing I ever got in my life. I caught a guy that was a resident alien that had a felony warrant from less than 11-year-old girl, and I got yelled at for taking the time to check him on primary.
Great.
Wow.
That's a story you have. You should write a book, Chuck.
I had been told, I could write so many books. And that's what I'm going to do now. I'm getting a room set up here at the house, that's what I'm going to do, write books and take it easy.
Tell stories.
Do some reloading and collect guns.
There you go, reload. Dismount, regroup, and attack from the rear. Thanks for your call, sir. Robert is in Alamogordo, New Mexico, not too far from where Mr. Chuck is in Texas. Hi, Robert. How are you doing today?
All right. Yourself?
I'm well, thank you. So at DougStephan.com, we have the story of Gary Waddell. What's his story?
Well, isn't he the school teacher that let his beard grow?
Gary Waddell. Yeah, hold on just a second. Let me just run this by Ron, who's in Lafayette, Wisconsin. Ron, you want to add to what Robert has said?
It was definitely Gary Waddell. And I saw his photo on the internet, and his beard looked a lot like Bin Laden's a little bit, black with the streak of gray in it.
Yeah.
Waddell, I thought that was kind of ironic.
Shaved off his beard. He had not shaved since September 11th. He said he would not shave until he got Bin Laden. So after 10 years, he's got a clean shaven face. And it's interesting, the picture is there at DougStephan.com. Pretty amazing stuff. All right, gentlemen. By the way, just sort of as we keep the focus, if you will, the conversation, how did you feel about the announcement when you first heard it? Ron, I'll start with you. When you heard that Bin Laden was dead, and maybe a little reflection on what Jennifer was talking about earlier, her concern about us celebrating, how does that separate us from them when there were tragedies in America that they celebrated?
Okay. I was totally ecstatic, Doug. I'm a retired military, did 21 years, but did 2 tours in Iraq.
Yeah.
I was totally ecstatic, and on my Facebook page, I put in all caps, Bin Laden is dead. This is the time to celebrate. This is our in-your-face moment.
Mm-hmm.
Dance, cheer, scream out loud, fly your flag. This is our day.
All right. Appreciate your thoughts on that. Go ahead, Robert. What do you think in terms of the question, your thoughts, when it took place, and then whether or not you have take exception to what Jennifer said or others who have said they felt it was a little over the top for us to act like they're kind of heathens. I think that's a word that we can use for them.
Well, Jennifer said a lot, that like me, I didn't jump up because they killed him, but I was happy for him to get caught and
right.
for them to take him out.
I feel the same way. I was happy. I feel the world's a better place. I feel he's a horrible person, but I also, it kind of freaked me out a little bit for everybody here to be doing the same thing that they did there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're Americans, and I guess everybody feels a little different, but, I'm sure she's a good American, too. It's just one of the words that she used at the moment, but
she is a good American. And you're a good American.
American.
We're all good Americans.
I'm proud to be one.
If we express ourselves and feel that we need to express ourselves, and we do it in a way, I mean, you can be critical, you can say whatever you want to. That doesn't mean it has to have merit or water or carry any water. It just is what it is, and that is an expression of feeling, not a bad thing. Thank you for your call, sir. 800-510-8255, always the way to be in touch. The program you're listening to, this hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program, airs every evening via the Internet on WSRadio.com at 8 o'clock Pacific Time, WSRadio.com, 8 Pacific Time. There is that way, and there are so many other ways. It's kind of a cool thing to have this ability to communicate. I made it very clear what I feel about Pakistan. The president's going to ground zero tomorrow. There are a lot of people who think that the photo should be released. We're talking about that a little bit. I guess there are all kinds of things that are interesting here, including the huge poll bump after the death of bin Laden for the president. What do we do now in terms of withdrawal from Afghanistan, early removal? A lot of the people in both Obama's party and the other party think that's an idea. What I want to do is kind of nose around here a little bit. The thing I find interesting is that there were no guns found in bin Laden's compound.
Isn't that weird?
Yeah, I think that is weird. Yeah,
you
why
buy
would
you
know? Do I buy it?
How did they have a firefight then?
I don't know. I'm just looking at this, Richie. One of the AP stories today.
They were shooting back at them.
Yeah.
Were they throwing the bullets?
Spitballs.
<Yeah.
laughs>
How did that work?
I don't know, but I'm just telling you. And all of the different stories that are floating around. There is, by the way, an FBI warning, and I'm not being facetious here. I got on my Facebook page a number of postings that supposedly was a CNN embargoed video of what happened.
Dead, right?
Do not open them. It is a virus. Do
right.
not
There's a lot of that stuff
open
going around right
it. Why would someone think that it was cool to do that? What the hell kind of
thing?
It's
not cool. It's an opportunity for them
yeah,
to steal your information.
No. So it's not just trying to bust things up. It's to hack in to get info.
It's
what kind of info?
Trying to get info, yeah.
Well, that's why you don't put any
they have
info
an opportunity,
on, yeah.
and this
yeah.
is a great opportunity because people are yeah. thirsty for information about
more
this.
Info.
And yeah.
yeah. Okay. So are these people, we don't even know if these people are Americans. They could be Al-Qaeda. Yeah.
Likely they are not. They very well could be, or Russian, or Chinese,
yeah.
or whatever.
Right. That's the.
There was a virus last week that was either Russian or Chinese going around. That was a pretty big deal.
Yeah. They like Chinese. We like Chinese. Dr. Ken Kronhaus, along with a daily dose of important medical information. Here's a question, speaking of Dr. Ken. Do you know your blood is like a fingerprint of you? It is unique to you and every other individual. Your blood. Locked inside of your blood are the answers to your specific nutritional needs. I found a company that I'm going to use this week, in fact, called Body Bio. Listen to this story. Body Bio is a company that has found the key to unlocking the mysteries in your body by understanding your blood. If you're taking vitamins and supplements now, and I am, Rich, you take some supplements
mm-hmm.
and vitamins. Jennifer, you do.
I sure do.
So for those of you who are like Jennifer and Rich and me, you're taking vitamin supplements. It's almost guaranteed there are some things that you're putting into your body that it doesn't need. In fact, some of the things you're putting in your body may be harmful. I have found that out about me. So here's what you do. You go on to bodybioreport.com, bodybioreport.com, and get a blood test. Body Bio will send you a form that you take to the nearest lab or to your doctor's office. In a couple of days, you'll have a comprehensive report that indicates every biomarker that needs attention and a lot of studies to indicate why your body needs certain vitamins and certain minerals. Bodybioreport.com. The report is an evidence-based, Ken loves this, evidence-based, safe, natural way toward better health. Dr. Ken and I are doing this. The results, amazing, you'll get back. Do yourself a favor. Go online to bodybioreport.com. One word, bodybioreport.com. Get the right nutrient road today to enjoy or to enhance your physical success. 8. I'm not going to give you the number. No. Just go to bodybuyerreport.com. That suffices.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
You know, in today's economy, getting tied up in a long-term contract can really be a trap.
Once you sign, you're on the line, brother.
Not at Rent-A-Center. You can rent to own without a long-term commitment. And if you need to, you can stop and start back up whenever you want.
So you'll never feel trapped.
Right now at Rent-A-Center, get a special price on your choice of an Ashley sofa and love seat or bedroom from Standard, plus an HD TV. No credit needed. No long-term commitment.
Rent-A-Center, the new way to shop.
In the new economy.
See rentacenter.com for complete details and more information on the worry-free guarantee.
13 and a half before the hour. Doug Steffens' Good Day program. When I've given the time, Ken, I've been talking about getting people, as they think about the time, isn't it time for you to go pain-free? You heard us yesterday introduce this new product, Salon Pass, or Salon Pass, as Richie wants to call it. The folks who are suffering from back pain and arthritis and muscle pain, this is something that really can help. It's just not another pill. That's why you like this, Ken, because you don't have to ingest it. This is a pain relief patch, and it has good evidence. You love, love, love things that are empirically tested to prove that what is being said is, in fact, the truth. We have that with Medifast. We have it with all the products that you talk about. So here's another example of something being clinically proven to do what it says it does.
This is the first pain relieving patch approved by the FDA. It's been shown to be safe and effective. It goes directly to the site of the discomfort. I've seen so many patients over the years who have destroyed their stomach, their intestines by taking these pain relieving pills over the long course of time. This is a wonderful breakthrough.
This is the first, folks, the first time that these powerful medications that go into the patch, and they will work right at the site of your pain. So you,
so instead of taking an Advil or an Aleve,
slap this
which
on
goes
where
into
the
your
ache
stomach.
Is. Right.
Yeah. So yeah. Like my knee hurts today, I would just put it on my knee.
Put it on your knee. 12 hours of relief guaranteed. That's long-lasting relief.
Yeah.
So if you don't tolerate pills well, you're not getting the level of relief you need, Salon Pass, S-A-L-O-N-P-A-S, will be a good alternative. And here's how you connect to get your free, this is free, 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 free sample. Go to drkenshow.com, and right under Ken's picture, you'll see the Salon Pass logo. Click on that, get your free sample, put it on, you will see. You'll never try, you'll never use another pain relief product again. This stuff is great, 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 great. And the best part about it is we're offering it to you free to get started, okay? Go to drkenshow.com. Look for Ken's picture on the right-hand side, right under that. You'll see the Salon Pass. You see it, Richie, right there?
I do.
That's the fact. It is a fact. All right, other facts. People who travel. Why don't we put all this stuff together, Ken? I just alluded to the fact that more and more people are putting a sort of drawing the, connecting the dots, drawing a line, if you will, between heart and circulatory issues and dementia and Alzheimer's and the problems of the frontal lobe especially.
Well, frequent business travel, it seems to be tough on the heart. This is the Journal of Occupational and Environmental Medicine. People who are on the road more than 20 days a month seem to have dramatically increased risk of heart disease. It may be they're not getting enough exercise because a lot of these people are in cars or the food they're eating. Also, excess weight in middle age is linked to Alzheimer's disease. This is out of the Journal Neurology. Just another important reason in your 40s and 50s to get rid of that spread. And also, if you're at ideal body weight, but if all the fats in the belly and you have any heart disease, this is a deadly combination, out of the Journal of the American College of Cardiology this morning.
All right, so heart disease, circulation, back to what I was saying a minute ago, things when there is a circulatory problem, it makes sense when you think about it this way, common sense, to think that it might have not only a problem, you have a problem in, let's say, the cardiovascular regions, but if there's not enough, that could cause not enough brain blood getting to the brain. So that could be a cause for some of the things that we're talking about in the frontal lobe that are basically described as dementia and Alzheimer's.
Absolutely. Keeping the circulation healthy keeps the brain functioning, the heart functioning, and you know what else? You avoid erectile dysfunction.
There you go. Also, remember, go to drkenshow.com for your free sample of Salon Pass. Get rid of that pain at drkenshow.com. 51 after on Good Day. We'll be right back.
Love gardening but don't love seeing your hard work destroyed by wildlife? Then use the number one most effective deer and rabbit repellent you can buy, PlantSkid. PlantSkid repellent protects gardens, trees, and landscaping by emitting an odor that browsing animals associate with predators. So animals avoid plants before they nibble, not after. PlantSkid is made in the U.S. from non-toxic, 100% organic, environment, and pet-friendly ingredients. Other repellents wash off in the rain. Not PlantSkid. It's guaranteed to outlast all other repellents. PlantSkid was the first animal repellent to be OMRI listed organic and now comes in liquid spray, powder concentrate, or easy-to-use granular. Just sprinkle around your garden. For proven protection from deer, rabbits, squirrels, and other small rodents, use PlantSkid. Member tested and recommended by the National Home Gardening Club. Find a dealer near you at PlantSkid.com. That's PlantSkydd.com. Ask about our new vole repellent when you call 800-252-6051. That's 800-252-6051. PlantSkid. Proven plant protection. Guaranteed. Or your money back.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract.
My name is Stan, and I'm 68 years old, and I live in Vermont. In the spring of 2003, I started to have problems with my heart. It felt like my heart was pounding, made me feel breathless. I tried many, many different things to try to get some help for myself. Nothing did anything.
Heart and Body Extract is very powerful, very effective, and works quickly.
I saw one of Sharon's ads and ordered Heart and Body Extract. I noticed a difference quickly, within days. The episodes became less frequent, and by a month had completely vanished.
Usually you find a 30-day or 60-day guarantee. Heart and Body Extract comes with a lifetime 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Now, 53 after the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program, our Better Living with Doug focus. I was looking at the Twitter page here. I noticed Donnie Wahlberg is still trying to help find Kitty. The story last night on The Good Wife, you watch that show, with Chris Noth and Juliana Margulies. Is that how you pronounce her name?
Margulies.
Margulies. What a great show. That is, and part of the subplot was finding a kidney for a lady, and the court proceedings. There's really good writing there. Anyway, my point is, it's very interesting to see how Twitter and Facebook and some of the other social media being used to help people in their hour of need like this, which I think is actually very admirable and very appropriate. Now, having said that, question time, how do you stack up against profiles of Windows versus Mac people? How do you stack up? Windows, let's see, Richie's a Windows person. Jennifer, you're Windows. I'm a Windows person.
Isn't Rich a Mac
person?
I'm
a Mac
guy.
Do
you have a Mac, a PC? Or you have both, I guess. You use it at the office.
Here at the office, we use Windows and Linux. And then at home, I'm a total Mac guy.
A total Mac guy. Mm-hmm. A big Mac guy?
I am a big Mac guy.
And Mac people get crazy. They get all snobby.
Right. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Something's happened to me over the last 4 or 5 years where I've become the total Mac snob.
Yeah. Well, my children are the same. You're in the same company with my children, Richie.
I'm going to call you Big Mac.
That's funny. It's just so different. McFadden, I've been all my life.
Big Mac.
It's just so different. It just works.
Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, is going to help you decide where you fit in. Where are you on one side or the other? Are you a window person, a Mac person? That's up next here on Good Day.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
Neil from Richmond writes, if you're traveling at the speed of light and you turn your headlights on, what happens?
Well, Neil, let me answer your question with a question. If you're traveling at the speed of Geico.com, which is quite close to the speed of light, and you pay your bill online, what happens? You could save time. Lots of time.
So there you have it, Neil. Keep those headlights on and that policy updated.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
A website called Hunch asked nearly 400,000 people detailed questions about the makeup of Mac users and, yes, Windows users. And here are the fascinating findings. 52% of respondents were Windows people and 25% were Mac people. 38% of Windows people call themselves liberal, and 58% of Mac folks are liberal. 54% of Windows people have a four-year college degree, while 67% of Mac people do. 69% of Windows folks would rather ride a Harley than a Vespa. And 52% of Mac people, not surprisingly, would go for the Vespa. Windows people prefer white wines, Mac folks like them red. And the favorite books of Windows users, Great Expectations, The Millionaire Next Door, and The Lost Symbol. For Mac people, Moby Dick and The Road. I wonder what type of computer user likes this show best. I'm Alex Goldfein.
Protection against web-based threats like malware and phishing has become a serious challenge for companies with distributed workforces. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Web Security Flex combines physical and virtual gateways with cloud services to protect both on-site and remote users from a single portal. Stop web threats. Visit Barracuda.com/Flex to try Barracuda Web Security Flex free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/Flex.
Cities and towns, large and small, know that a community needs a long-term course of action to be truly livable and sustainable. Kate Brooks has more on how today's cream of the community crop are meeting their challenges head on.
Three U.S. communities serve as the gold standard in 2011 for local-level sustainability planning. San Jose, California, Raleigh, North Carolina, and Greensburg, Kansas were named winners of this year's Siemens Sustainable Community Awards. Siemens' Allison Taylor says these awards are about recognizing committed communities.
Siemens is really proud to be a part of this award, and in fact, extremely impressed by the quality and the quantity of the applications that we received this year. That tells us that sustainability is important to communities.
Each winner receives a donation of $20,000 worth of trees. Taylor says there's a clear relationship between sustainability and a community's long-term successes.
If you're living in a community that has a long-term view to future generations, to your grandchildren, and not just you or the current interests, then that means you're going to be more motivated to stay there. You're going to feel more comfortable about raising your family there, about starting a small business there.
For more, log on to usa.siemens.com. That's Newsbreak from Siemens.
All right, so I'm looking at in my own world of technology, which is maturing.
I'm so proud.
Yeah. I've now been invited to join a bunch of professional media, Twitter, and Facebook accounts, Richie.
Good luck with that. Let me know how it works out.
And I just joined a grocery store club last week.
Right.
You're progressing.
I feel like you're making fun of me.
Not at all.
Never.
Okay. 59 passed on good
Why
day.
Why would I do that?
No, of course.